More than 40% of American doctors were suffering from an extreme form of work-related chronic stress and exhaustion, known as burnout, before the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. The problem appears to have only worsened. As WKNO's Katie Reardon reports, one local organization is encouraging overwhelmed doctors to open up about it.
As the coronavirus swept across Shelby County, the strain it caused wasn't just on hospitals and doctor offices' physical resources.
Physicians are the healers in our community. Well, who's healing the healer? Somebody's got to be out there taking care of our physicians.
That's Clint Cummins, head of the Memphis Medical Society. His organization's new initiative, called Thrive, is putting doctors in touch with psychologists to help them cope with intense pressures they're facing. The service is free for 6 sessions.
We wanted to provide a high quality and confidential place for them to go, and those are really the two key elements.
The unpredictable nature of COVID-19, along with the influx of really sick patients, has put a greater emotional burden on many doctors, says Dale Kreiner, the emergency room director at St. Francis Hospital in Bartlett.
Sometimes the patients get worse. You discharge them home, and one second they're fine, and then the next day they're much sicker, and then they need to be hospitalized. So you second guess yourself, you know, should I have kept them the day before? You know, did I do the right thing? You know, it's just a different environment. It's a different, totally different paradigm.
He says doctors shouldn't be afraid to seek extra support during these times of professional upheaval, but a stigma associated with mental health counseling, even in the medical field, gets in the way for some, which is why the Thrive program allows physicians to confidentially seek a telehealth appointment away from their place of work. A recent poll by the Memphis Medical Society found that 43% of their respondents said the pandemic increased their level of burnout. Amy Ballantyne, a Memphis-based therapist, says some physicians are working longer hours or in specialties they aren't used to, all while managing a constant risk of contracting the coronavirus. Others have seen their finances suffer because fewer patients are coming in for elective procedures. The situation feels out of their control.
As a consequence, I'm seeing folks who are just emotionally exhausted, who end up then like sometimes fantasizing about just being able to quit and walk away.
She says this type of emotional depletion can lead to depression, anxiety, and problems at home. Ballantyne wants even those who care for others to know it's okay to not be okay.
It makes them much more relatable and much better physicians when they recognize that they too are the patient. We all get to take turns.
As health departments focus on having enough hospital beds for patients, Cummins with the Medical Society says we can't forget about keeping doctors physically and mentally healthy enough to staff them. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.